You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Codron Arsin, the CEO at Digital Authority Partners, a digital implementation and product development company headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. Codron, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me over.
It's certainly our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So, Codron, artificial intelligence has become one of the most commonly used buzzwords in technology today. It's similar to how enterprise executives use words like digital transformation as well, or disruptive technologies, or mobile-first initiatives. Now, as an expert in artificial intelligence, or AI, can you explain or start by giving a quick overview of what artificial intelligence is and how it is used and why we should even care about it all?
Yeah, absolutely. So to understand artificial intelligence, we really need to start with a baseline. And the baseline is human intelligence. Humans are able to take input from various external sources via different channels. We see, we smell, we hear things. And then based on all the information that we absorb, we make decisions about systems, about people, about interactions. So that ability to process information, both structured and unstructured, and to make decisions based on it and our past experiences, is ultimately the core function of intelligence. Artificial intelligence is nothing more than the advancement in technology, which will allow computers, algorithms to be more exact, to do the same thing. Now, artificial intelligence right now is not as advanced to really surpass human intelligence. That said, you know, many people believe that superintelligence can actually be created, and ultimately superintelligence is the idea that AI can progress to a point where, you know, machines can actually become smarter than humans. And it's nothing new, right? Ultimately, for example, Deep Blue is known for being the first computer chess playing system that won, you know, both a chess game and a chess match against one of the world champions, and that happened, you know, in 1996. So we are in very specific scenarios already seeing how a system can be smarter than humans. But, you know, overall, what many scientists, many computer programmers are working on, and various companies are focused on today, is that superintelligence that goes beyond one specific example, one discipline. However, what we've seen recently is we've seen advancements in different industries and different algorithms that have become smart to the point that there's a lot of eyes focused on creating different artificial intelligence algorithms. And why are we all focused on it? Because what is ultimately the main function of AI? It can create rules that can work regardless of certain criteria and certain factors that impact human intelligence, right? As humans, doesn't matter how smart we are, it gets to a point where, like, if you're tired, you make mistakes. If you're burned out, you make mistakes. If you go too quickly and try to process information and you don't get the full picture, you make mistakes. So artificial intelligence, the reason why it's so exciting for many people is that you remove that human element. If we can achieve this artificial intelligence that can complete specific tasks as well as humans, but it can do it around the clock, that's, of course, you know, reducing errors, you're making decisions faster, and ultimately, at the end of the day, you make better decisions. So that's what artificial intelligence is and what a lot of scientists are working on achieving.
And thanks for that brief overview. Now that we have a better understanding of what AI is, can you quickly discuss some of the most innovative examples of AI that we've seen over the past few years?
There's so many examples that we can ultimately talk about, but I'm going to quickly mention a few examples that many of our listeners would know, and even some of the examples of AI that we're using seamlessly on a daily basis. So Tesla, for example, has been known for many years to use robots in the assembly line. And they're not incredibly sophisticated, but they're very good at achieving specific tasks, completing them on time and target around the clock. And that's ultimately one of the main reasons why Elon Musk and his team are still bullish about getting the Tesla Model 3 out the door fairly soon, even if that may not necessarily be the case. So that's one of the, I would say, more sophisticated examples of AI and robots that are being used as we speak. Now, in terms of, I would call this humanoid AI, the most famous example today is Sophia, coming from Hansa Robotics in Hong Kong. And if anybody wants to look it up, just look up Sophia Artificial Intelligence. She's a human face. She can process information. She can interact with a human being. A lot of the AI there may actually be very scripted, but at the end of the day, there are things that robot is saying when interacting with other humans that makes total sense contextually. She's even a very funny robot, as a matter of fact, and she's the closest thing to the idea of superintelligence, even if, to be very clear, she's not smart enough. So anybody wants to see AI in action, just go to Google, look up Sophia, artificial intelligence robot, and there's plenty of videos to look at. The more mundane AI that we all know is tied to smart devices and smart assistants, right? So Alexa, Amazon Echo is a great example of a chatbot that uses or basically captures human information, and based on a series of libraries and rules that are put in place, it returns a specific answer to questions that humans may have. Siri, Cortana are other smart assistants that we've been using it for so long, we don't even think of it as being artificial intelligence, but that's ultimately what's powering those smart assistants. Smart cars, a lot of different car manufacturers are getting into this business to create smart cars. Tesla and its autopilot, it's very, very common, and it's working fairly well, as we all know. Very few accidents, quite a lot of lives already being saved as a result of the reaction that the AI has in light of unforeseen circumstances. But there's also other types of AI that you may not even know that it exists, but it's been used very successfully, and it's improving our lives on a day-to-day basis. So for example, the most mundane example of AI is the recommendations that Netflix has for users on a basically daily basis. The more you watch different types of shows or movies on Netflix, the more their AI predicts better what it is that you're going to actually enjoy. And last but not least, one of the things that most people don't actually know, but the IRS has been using artificial intelligence for many years. Ultimately, if you're flagged by the IRS and you have an audit, it's the result of the AI that is interpreting certain information in your tax return as being dubious and requiring further investigation. And that is ultimately the one reason, the main reason why a specific business is flagged or a specific individual is flagged by the IRS for an audit. So as we can see, all of these examples, these are not fictitious examples. These are not, what the future could look like examples. These are real examples of AI, artificial intelligence, that is being used on a day-to-day basis.
And certainly some most helpful information. Thanks for that. Now, I think now we have a better understanding of AI and its benefits, drawbacks, and criticisms. What are some of the industries that will be most impacted by AI over the next decade as you see it?
Some of the industries that have the biggest potential to ultimately be impacted are the ones that require a huge amount of human interaction. So the healthcare industry comes to mind. AI is being leveraged in the healthcare space day in and day out to make better predictions, to capture vital information about specific patients, to help doctors in the operating room, to create smart assistants for specific scenarios, and so on and so forth. So I'm really bullish on how healthcare is going to be transformed by AI, not only because we're already seeing a lot of solutions being ultimately deployed in the space, but more importantly, because AI, artificial intelligence in healthcare, is nothing more than an aid for doctors and practitioners. And as a result of that, it would have the least amount of resistance when it comes down to implementation, despite having quite a lot of regulations that need to be abided by in order to allow for these solutions to be deployed. Another industry that I'm really excited to see how it will be transformed by artificial intelligence is the financial technology and basically everything that has to do with how we manage money, how we track the money we have, our savings, our projections for when we're going to afford a mortgage, when we're going to afford a new loan. And the entire overall interaction between humans and banks is very interesting, because ultimately, at the end of the day, everything that happens in that human-to-human interaction to manage your life financially in a good way, most of it, I would say 95% of it, can be automated and is being automated in the financial industry. So I'm really excited about these two industries. There's obviously a lot more. So anything that has to do with supply chain will definitely be impacted positively. Recently, we saw Google Duplex and the big potential that it has for basically collecting information over the phone. So there's a lot of different movements in the AI space, but I would say healthcare, financial technologies are definitely at the top.
Today we're joined by Codrin Arsene, the CEO at Digital Authority Partners, a digital implementation and product development company headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Codrin, let's talk about AI and entrepreneurship. What should entrepreneurs even know about AI?
So artificial intelligence is as much of a technology as it is a framework, as it is ultimately a philosophy. So entrepreneurs should think about the ideas that they come up with and also think about how they can actually leverage artificial intelligence to increase speed and accuracy of whatever the platform they're working on today. So ultimately, just think about it this way. The beauty in artificial intelligence is that it can automate specific tasks. These tasks can happen over a wide variety of different verticals. It can happen around different processes that you have in place. But ultimately, as an entrepreneur, you're building something, a solution, which is either new or better than your competitors. So my advice to you is always take into account how artificial intelligence can really make whatever product you are defining better, faster, more accurate, and ultimately, if you do that, you will be able to really tap into the potential for artificial intelligence. But it is not AI. It's not basically only a technology. It's a business decision. So when you're an entrepreneur, you have to figure out how can AI make whatever I'm working on significantly better.
And certainly good advice right there. Also, Codrin, how should entrepreneurs leverage AI in their initiatives?
Absolutely. So when you're building a business, there are specific things in place that need to happen, right? So, for example, let's say you are a retailer, then you have logistics. Let's say you do, you know, B2B work, you still have customer support. Let's say whatever type of business you have as an entrepreneur, you're always looking for feedback. So I just gave very quickly three examples where artificial intelligence can actually be deployed today. Logistics, you can use AI across the entire supply chain very effectively to see what is happening at every single moment in time. Customer support. Regardless of the business you're in, you're always going to have questions from your users. And customer support is foundationally just a back and forth between a company and an individual around a specific amount of use cases that your business will know. And that's where artificial intelligence can come in very easily. And many, many businesses all over the world are deploying AI solutions. So when you're thinking, how am I going to interact with my customers? The first question you should have is, can I deploy a very simple AI solution? And the answer is yes, that will automate most of the interactions between me as a company and the end users. And last but not least, for quite a few years now, AI has been used, especially when it comes down to solutions that have been deployed by Google, to really understand what customers and what third parties are saying about your company. So data collection and collecting feedback is really important, and most of it can be fully automated. Right now, you can use Google APIs that are in place to, and they're called the Google Natural Processing APIs, to basically collect information about your business from all over the internet, including social media, and to see what is the sentiment that people have towards your business. I think logistics, customer support, and collecting data information, all of these are existing AI solutions that every entrepreneur should at least consider implementing.
Yeah, good stuff there. Lastly, Digital Authority Partners works on various artificial intelligence projects, from what I understand. Can you speak about some of the ways your company is currently leveraging AI? What are the use cases, and is AI living up to the promise in your experience?
Yes, so Digital Authority Partners works both with third-party clients that are in the process of deploying artificial intelligence solutions, and we are also developing various AI solutions internally. And I would say this, across the board, all of the AI solutions we've worked on have been very successful, but they've been successful because every time we've developed a solution, we've developed it first for a very specific use case. So I'm going to give a few examples about some of the exciting projects we're working on, but I think this is something entrepreneurs and executives all over the world need to bear in mind. AI is only as smart as the people that are defining different business rules behind the artificial intelligence, and it's only as smart as you are able to collect information about how your AI is being leveraged, and then make customizations and optimizations over time as a result of the interaction between AI and specific customers. So when it comes down to some of the projects we're working on, we're working, for example, right now, and we're pretty close to launching it to production for one of the clients, working on an HR solution called HireSphere. And what HireSphere is doing is a solution in the recruitment space, which can look at any number of resumes and digital profiles, like social media profiles, for potential candidates all over the world. And they can. What HireSphere does is it shows out of, let's say, 100 different profiles and resumes, which are the top three that you should be interviewing. And the beauty with the solution that we've worked on and developed it is that it can do that in basically a fraction of the time that recruiters would do to look at the same resumes. And then in the latest test that we run, looking at 150 resumes, the top three choices that the machine learning algorithm we built came up with were identical to the ones that actual people selected. So these people would, of course, be recruiters that looked at the same resumes and selected the top three. The AI solution we worked on also selected the same three. Internally, we're working on a variety of AI solutions and products. One of the interesting ones is the fact that, you know, as you mentioned, we're a product development and consulting company out of Chicago. One of the things that we do all the time when clients come to us is looking at their websites and their mobile apps and seeing why they're not performing well. So one of the things we realized is that all our clients, when they come to us with non-performing digital products, they pretty much holistically have similar issues. So we started building an AI algorithm, an AI solution, which ironically is going to take us out of business, if you can imagine that. We're building right now an AI solution that will ultimately replace our own agency by being able to automatically look at a website or a mobile application and quickly and efficiently say what are all the things that are wrong from a user experience point of view for these solutions that need to be addressed in order to optimize it. It's not going to be perfect in regards to the business side, but we've already seen a very significant progress on the path to basically replace our own business with an automated solution.
Well, Codrin, certainly most informative, and we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio and appreciate what you do within the technology space. Where can listeners get further details on Digital Authority Partners, and how could they also be in contact as needed?
Yeah, absolutely. If you would like to hear more about what we do, our solutions, and how we can help you, you can absolutely visit our website, which is digitalauthority.me. You can write to us at hello@digitalauthority.me or reach out to myself or any member of my team on LinkedIn, on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is digitalpart, or on Facebook even. And would love to hear more about your ideas and how we could help you achieve your business goals.
Well, again, Codrin, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and your company all the best. And again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Codrin Arsene, the CEO at Digital Authority Partners, a digital implementation and product development company headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. And for further details or for contact, simply visit digitalauthority.me. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.